Here's lesson three. Lesson three is you must anticipate the challenges of life and role model how to deal with them. What do I mean by that? I mean, there are certain lessons in life that you and I, everyone we meet, or most people at least, are going to have to deal with. I mean, we're all going to have to deal with death. Not only our own, but people around us in our life who we care about are going to die. Doesn't sound like a very pleasant emotion or a pleasant experience to think about, but wouldn't now be a good time to think about how are you going to look at death? What are going to be your beliefs about death so that experience doesn't destroy you, but allows you to have more richness in your life, that allows you to have deeper caring? Maybe the pain digs a deeper hole for you to fill up more emotion with to share with other people. I don't know. But you got to decide, how are you going to deal with somebody approaching you and wanting to be with you sexually when you're married? If you don't deal with that now up front and decide, hey, this is how I'm going to deal with it because it'll eventually happen, then you may one day get into state and just do something you're going to regret for a long, long time. It's what destroys a lot of relationships, isn't it? See, you're going to have to deal with turning 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. You're going to deal with that. And for some reason, those zero numbers really seem to affect people in their lives. But why not think about it in advance? Why not say, hey, here's what I want to do. Here's how I'm going to look at turning 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 or whatever it is. Here's what I need to do so I feel good about myself at that age. Set some goals for yourself. Here's what I want to accomplish. And make sure they're realistic and make sure they're reasonable. But you got to deal with that. And the best way, again, is to talk to other people that have already dealt with it. Find out what challenges they've dealt with. If you're in business, you've got to deal with the fact that someday there's a good chance someone is going to try and take something from you illegally. Someone may try and embezzle. They may try and steal. If you've got a big enough company, there are going to be individuals who live by those values. That's not being negative. Be smart. Anticipate. Don't expect the worst. Expect the best. But have a plan in case the worst shows up. You know, I tell a lot of people, listen, believe, have faith. But there's an old phrase that says, trust in God and tie up your camels. Right? Be an intelligent person. And so that means look at your life and as many things you can anticipate, and no matter what your goals are, there are going to be challenges that come up. Otherwise, you already have your goals. So anticipate what they are and deal with them in advance. So you got a plan. Now, even after you try and anticipate everything, there'll still be challenges, but at least you're better prepared. Does that make sense? That's part of life mastery. Step four, reevaluate your life on an ongoing basis. What do I mean by that? No, I don't mean every day to ask yourself, God, am I doing the right thing? Oh my God, is this the right thing to do? Should I do this? Oh, is that the right thing? Those people drive themselves crazy. I mean about every 6 months at the minimum to a year, you need to go off someplace and just take a look at your goals. Take a look at some of your beliefs, some of your values, and ask yourself the question, hey, where am I going? Where are my present goals and values and beliefs? Where are they leading me right now in my life? Am I going the direction I want to go? What's the ultimate destination if I continue down this path? See, if you do that, you're going to end up where you want to be in your life. Because one thing's for sure, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, you will surely arrive. The question is, where? Where will you be? What will you be like? Who will you surround yourself with? If you don't look at the daily actions you're taking and see those actions as being a cause set in motion, if you don't review the effects it's having on your life, the direction it's taking you, and the ultimate destination, one day you may end up someplace you don't want to be. Hey, remember the Niagara Syndrome? Most people in life get caught up in the river of life. And at first it's a little slow, but then the current starts to pick up pace. And they get caught up in making a living, trying to make their life work. And pretty soon, they've lost sight of what their goals are. They lost sight of where they're going. They're just being dragged along by the current itself. And one day they wake up 5 feet from Niagara Falls in a boat with no oars, and they go, oh shoot, you don't want to be that person. So one way to make sure is never to get stuck. Maybe 10 years ago you said, this is who I'm going to be, this is what I'm going to do for a living, this is who I am. Maybe it's time to reevaluate and just make sure you're still that person. It doesn't mean you have to change. It just means be willing to take the look. That's my challenge to you. My challenge to you is life mastery. Manage your emotions. Compel yourself to do it on a daily basis by having reasons that'll drive you. Come up with a life purpose that makes you become the kind of person you're proud of. Anticipate the challenges and model what will work, and make sure you reevaluate. If you're living a life like that, you're going to be fulfilled. And by the way, if you want help along the way, don't let this be the end with you and I. You know, I'd love to have you, and I'd be privileged to have you as my guest to be a part of Life Mastery, Wealth Mastery, or Date with Destiny. We call them all three Mastery University. If you'd like to continue to have me be your coach live, in person, three times the next year for an entire year of your life, then please look us up. And we're going to bring in people from 42 countries in the world, some of the wealthiest, most successful people in the world, and some of the people just getting started, professional athletes, moms, kids, people from every walk of life, and together we're going to become a family. And we're going to find out what does it take to take our lives to the highest level possible. We don't just want to experience life. We want to live it. We want to make sure that our life is something that we don't just remember, but something that is memorable to every person around us, something that has deep sense of passion and meaning. If you'd like that kind of coaching, please follow up with me. Learn from me live. Hey, wake up in the morning with us and stretch. And then we go in and we work on those tools. So you'll never again wonder. No matter what happens in your life, you'll know. You can only deal with it, but you can turn it around because you'll have built those skills in. Because you'll be in an environment where there's no distraction, where you're living it day and night, till these are literally the emotional muscles of your life. I mean, think about it. Every organization in the world is changing right now. I don't care whether it's profit or nonprofit. Everybody's downsizing, right-sizing, outsourcing. Most people are afraid. And who's not afraid? Leaders. People develop leadership skill will always have a place. They will always succeed. This is a year of leadership training that is more enjoyable than anything you can imagine. Plus, I mean, I teach you leadership skills, but I also bring in more than 25 teachers from around the world who have done it. Not just speakers, people that have lived it. And I share with the best that I've learned as well. So I hope you'll commit to mastery either with me or through some form. Again, I don't care if it may not be appropriate for you to come visit with me, but if you don't, do it someplace. Don't let this momentum drop. Go get yourself involved in some community college program or join a group or association of people that have a mastermind that are working on improving themselves every single day. Or do the equivalent of Power Talk. Go interview people like I do every month and get to the best people you can and find out what's making them tick. This will give you a life that's legendary rather than a life that you say, wow, I really had some excitement for a couple months there. I want to make sure this is lasting for you. And the way to make it lasting is commit to a life of constant and never-ending improvement. I can't tell you that enough. I call it a commitment to CANI. C-A-N-I. Constant and never-ending improvement. That's the secret to fulfillment. Hey, look. By now, hopefully you realize that no matter what it is you get in your life, you're not going to be made happy by that. The only thing that's going to make you happy in your life is who you become. The challenge, of course, is that most of us in life have a problem. And that problem is we get comfortable. I'm not saying always live on the edge. I'm saying have a little balance in your life. Because sometimes you get so comfortable, you kind of get in such a groove that the groove becomes a grave. You got to be real careful. You don't want to get stuck. So beware of the disease called success. You say, disease? I thought that's what I got this program for. Well, what I really mean by that is if you get too comfortable with success, then it becomes a trap. Because then again, what people do is they get superstitious. They go, oh, this seems to be working. I better just keep doing this for the rest of my life. How horrible. You want more in your life than that. And you don't want to get caught up in that thing called a comfort zone. It happens to all of us. You know why? Because we only do so much for ourselves. For example, how hard will you work for acknowledgement? Well, people work real hard for acknowledgement, but I think there's a point of saturation where it's like, that's not going to motivate you anymore because you feel like, yeah, I've been acknowledged. I'm totally acknowledged. Any more acknowledgement, I begin to wonder what the heck this is about. Right? So that's not enough. There's only so much acknowledgement will do it. So some people work for money. They say, well, I'm going to really grow because I want to be successful so I can make some money. But you know what? For most people, there's a certain amount of money and then they get comfortable. And it's different for everybody. Some people, it's $25,000 a year, some 50, some 100, some a million, some 10 million. Some are never satisfied. I'll guarantee you that. But for most people, there's a point where they go, what else do you need? You know, with a six pack and a TV set, I mean, what else is there? Right? Other people have a little higher standards. They say, well, gosh, you know, with four homes and be able to travel around the world and be with my family, what else is there? So money has its limits too. I mean, we could go down the list.